Track 44. Outside, nothing but rain and darkness. Suddenly, a flash hits the car. Boom! Percy, my mum shouts. I'm okay. The car is in a ditch. The roof is like an eggshell and rain is pouring in. I turn my head. Grover is next to me, but he's not moving. Blood is coming out from the side of his mouth, but he's still alive. I look back and a monster is there. Get out of the car, Mum says. Percy, do you see that big tree? That's the property line. Go there and ask for help. Don't stop until you reach the door. Go. Mum, you're coming with me too. No, I can't cross the property line. Go, now. A huge figure is coming towards us. He's a bull, over 2 meters tall, with enormous horns. I finally recognize the monster. He's the Minotaur, Pasiphae's son, half bull and half man. I jump out of the car, and Mum and I help Grover to get out. Then we start stumbling up the hill. Percy, when he sees us, he'll charge at us. Wait until the last second, then jump to the side. He can't change direction very quickly. Do you understand? Yes, Mum. Go, Percy. I don't want to leave Mum and Grover, but the monster is charging at us again. His horns, sharp as razors, are going directly to my chest. I jump to the side. The bull man stops with frustration, but this time the Minotaur is looking at my mother. Run, Percy, run! But I can't move. I'm frozen in fear. He's charging at Mum. His hand is grabbing her by the neck and she's in the air. In a moment she is dissolving, like a hologram. Mum! No! But the bull man is moving towards Grover. I can't let him kill Grover too. Hey, stupid! I scream. I start waving my red jacket in front of him. I want to jump to the side at the very last moment and he'll crash against the tree. But it doesn't happen like that. The monster is too fast and he grabs me. Now I'm on his neck. It's like I am on a rodeo bull. I get my hands around one horn and with all my strength I pull the horn backwards. The monster screams and flings me through the air. My head smacks against a rock. My vision is blurry and I'm shocked, but I have a horn in my hand. Now the creature is charging at me again, and I put the horn straight under his rib cage. The bull man roars in agony. Then he begins to disintegrate like sand. I am weak and scared and trembling. My mum has vanished. The last thing I remember before collapsing on a porch is the familiar face of a man and a pretty girl with blonde hair like Cinderella's.